Today is Monday, April 26, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I will give a report on my diet. I lost another half of a pound. Only a half a pound. I've really been struggling recently. I don't know. So I'm trying to add walking. I'm trying to add walking because I haven't bought any exercise equipment. I don't want to go to the gym. And I'm sick of those P90X videos. I'm sick of any videos. I'm just sick. I want to throw bricks at the screen. I don't like them. I really hate working out. I know I need to work. I need to do, the older I get, the flatter my butt seems to be getting. And I need to be doing squats all the time, but I hate working out. I hate it. So I'm still consistently losing weight, but it seems to be smaller and smaller increments. And I know the weekends I've been kind of blowing recently, and so I need to figure out how to make sure I rein that in. Even yesterday. So on Saturday, I thought, okay, I'm just going to have a cheat day on Saturday, Sunday, because last weekend I totally screwed up. I had to make the recipe for throwing down, and I didn't get a chance to make it on. I think I didn't get a chance to make it on Saturday. So I made it on Sunday, but then I took that as an excuse to just have another cheat day all day Sunday, which is my fault. It's no one else's fault. But because the recipe that we were doing for throwing down was not Weight Watchers friendly, it was a chili dog. I thought, well, I mean, I'm already eating that meal. I might as well just splurge the rest of the day. And so then that's probably why I only lost a half a pound, because all week long I did great. I was under my points every day. And I will say this, I've been doing really good at not eating a lot of fast food, which is good. I mean, regardless of how much weight I lose, it's much healthier for me to be cooking food at home. I mean, I know that is much healthier. And so that part of it is good, because mostly I would say 6 days a week, I'm cooking lunch and dinner. I don't eat breakfast. So even when I eat breakfast, I eat it at a different time than breakfast. Like, I don't eat in the morning normally. So I will say I've been cooking lunch and dinner in some shape or form for weeks and for months now since I started back on Weight Watchers, other than Saturdays. So I think, you know, occasionally I'll go get a grilled chicken sandwich at Chick-fil-A or something in the middle of the week. It's still on my points within Weight Watchers, so that's okay. But for the most part, I've limited my Whataburger and Popeyes and Raisin Cane's chicken and all that other stuff to maybe once a week. So ultimately, it's healthier. You know, either way, it's healthier. But my weight loss is slowing down. And so, and I think the difference is, even though you can't lose weight just by working out, because if I just worked out and I ate Whataburger every day, I wouldn't lose weight. I'd probably gain weight. So you can't rely on just working out. But the thing is, normally when I'm doing Weight Watchers or something, I am doing some sort of workout routine and I'm monitoring my diet. So even though I am losing weight, because I'm not burning extra calories every day by doing some exercise, it's very slow, like super, super slow. Also, I shouldn't be cheating 2 days. I shouldn't be doing Saturday and Sunday free for all. Maybe when I get to the weight I want to be and I'm just trying to maintain my weight, weekends can be free and then I can just eat healthier during the week. I mean, I'll have to see what happens. So I only lost a half a pound. I'm at around 21. I'm a little over 21 pounds lost now. I've only lost about a pound in the last 2 weeks and I was at about 20 pounds before. So I'm at about 21 pounds lost since January 1st or whenever I started. I don't know exactly when I started, but somewhere around there. But I decided I'm going to try to add more walking in. And I have been, we have been walking on Saturdays before I weigh to try to, you know, at least get one 30-minute exercise session. And I know it's just walking and that's, you know, doesn't burn a lot of calories, but it's better than nothing, right? So this week I'm going to try to walk at least 3 evenings. I would really like to walk all 5 evenings this week after work. But I don't know what Mark's schedule is going to be like. I don't quite know what my schedule is going to be like. I don't know how busy work is going to be. You never know if any fires are going to come up that you have to put out. So I'm going to do that. We walked yesterday. We walked on Saturday as well. We're going to walk today. Right after I get finished recording, we're going to walk. And then I'm hoping I get at least 2 to 3 additional days this week. And hopefully that helps me lose a little bit more weight. We'll see. I don't know. I didn't do well yesterday. I was going to not splurge yesterday. And then we got to the evening. And I was so hungry. And I wanted a patty melt. I wanted a patty melt. And I thought, well, I'm not going to go get fast food. I'm going to cook. I'm going to use turkey. And I'm going to use healthier ingredients, you know, that I have here at home. But I did make some air fryer. I had frozen French fries in the freezer. I did make some air fryer French fries, which is better than frying them. I know, but they're still French fries, so they're not healthy. And I also put cheese on the patty melt. I did use turkey, so that was good. But I had some leftover bacon from breakfast, and I put that on there. The cheese is not very healthy. The mayonnaise. I made some caramelized onions. It was very good. But and the caramelized onions were 0 points because I didn't use any additional. I just put some cooking spray. So it was, and I didn't add any sugar or anything like that. So it was basically just onions. But regardless, it was way above my points for the day. And so I basically splurged. And then I had some cookies. So I shouldn't even have cookies in the house. But so we'll see. So today I've got to be really good. Lunch was fine. And I had a turkey burger, but I didn't put any cheese on it. I didn't put any anything extra fat or whatever. So it was probably only about 5 points for the burger. And I had some chips, which were 4. So I'm only at 9 points for the day. I get about 24. So we're probably having chili, turkey chili with cauliflower rice. So that'll only be 4 or 5 points probably. So I'll be way under for the day. And we're going to walk. So hopefully that'll be good. So on the weekend, we had stayed at the station Friday night. I think that went okay. We recorded Mix Minus. And then on Saturday, we walked, we played Pokemon, we had errands that we needed to run, we needed to go do some shopping, we looked for some art for the wall, but we didn't find any art that we really liked, so we're still doing that, and it's art for above the fireplace. We're looking for a really large piece of art to put above the fireplace. But we didn't really find anything that worked. The other thing is I wanted to frame this map that Mark had bought me probably 2 years ago at this point. It's been in the closet. It has not been hanging up because it just came rolled up in a tube. And I haven't, you know, I haven't hung it up because I didn't have a frame for it. So I was looking for a frame with matting and all that. And also we had to go and deliver some birthday presents to some friends of Mark's, and we had, I don't know, just several things that we had to do that we needed to run around town. So we did that. We spent, you know, a bunch of hours doing that on Saturday. And I didn't have time to edit or post the state of the station from Friday night or to send the newsletter for Pride 48. So then on Sunday, I had homework. So I told you guys I have this this class, this project or product management class that I'm it's an entire certificate program, and there are 6 actual courses, and each course is 2 weeks long. And I've been doing pretty good to do homework as it was due. But they say to you, you know, homework due dates are only suggestions. As long as you get all the homework in by the last day of the class, you're fine. It just would give you less time to redo anything if you got a bad grade on it, basically. Well, they've been grading really easy. And it's been only taking me, I don't know, 2 to 3 hours to do like everything. To watch all the videos, do all the homework, and turn it in for an entire 2-week course. It's been only taking me maybe 3 hours maximum. And so Sunday morning I got up at 9:30 and came upstairs and started on my homework. Well, I started the course because the course had already been going on for, I don't know, 11 days out of 14 days that these courses are. And I haven't even opened it to look at it yet. Because again, procrastinator. And so, and I had to get this done. And I thought, I'll spend a couple hours. I'll be done by lunch. Mark and I can eat lunch. Then I can work on editing the state of the station, doing the newsletter, all that kind of stuff. Well, also I forgot to mention we were keeping my parents' dog, so that's always added. We've decided he's completely deaf, and he just had surgery again because he keeps getting all these moles or lipomas or whatever you want to call them all over his body, so they keep doing surgeries on him. And he's limping around because he had some bandages on his leg, and I don't know, he's pitiful looking, but so we had to keep him as well. So I started that homework at 9:30. By 12, which was 2.5 hours later, I still wasn't done. I had to come down and cook lunch, and Mark and I ate. We were done about 1. And then I spent 1 until, I want to say, 4, maybe, doing more homework. In the meantime, people were tweeting, like tapping their fingers, like, Adam, how dare you have a life and not get State of the Station posted immediately. If only I got paid for Pride 48. I don't. Nobody gets paid. And I have other things I have to do. Anyway, there was a lot of tweeting going on about it. But you know what? I'm going to do what I can do. That's all I'm going to do. So I finally finished my homework around 4, and then I edited State of the Station and put that out, and then he and I had to go do our grocery shopping. So we grocery shopped and then came home and cooked dinner, and then I did write the newsletter today during work. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.